All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the newest edition of the Rammer League podcast, Saturday edition. I'm your host, Nate Kaiser, of the three-time Rammer League champion, the Galgamex. I have with me today is recurring guest and the only guy who will actually come on this podcast, Robbie Logan, and also, well, first off, Robbie, say hello to the people, or the nine people who are going to listen to this.
Hello, listeners.
The nine listeners or ten listeners.
Like nine other than us.
Right? Is there anyone else that listens to this?
No.
Is there?
No, get on.
Pat does.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, a little eager beaver over
Let's
here.
Let's go. I'm here, too. It's Brett down here. Brett.
Phoenix. I will introduce you. Let me introduce you as a proper, like,
I'm
a proper
not, I'm not going with your shit.
We have first time on the podcast, Brett Denton of the, what's your team name this year? The Phoenix?
Oh, the Comrade.
League
Comrade.
League Comrades.
That's not going to be the name, but I'm here.
He's here. And roaming throughout the area is Rikera. Rikera, how are you?
Temporary roamer.
Rikera, she's roaming around the house with a disdained look on her face.
So much displeasure that nature.
We just took over her house.
She couldn't figure out who invited him, and yeah. Neither can we.
Well, originally Kendall was going to be here.
He wasn't invited either.
Robbie invited him.
Unofficially.
No, you did! You had it. There was a text! And then...
All right.
So, what do we want to talk about today?
Hot takes.
I feel like we've already done a podcast with hot takes.
Oh, there's new hot takes. Training
Surprisingly,
camp has begun.
Brett, we were talking about doing this, and I was like, hey, let's record it. And Brett's like, let me grab my notes. That shocked me. I didn't realize you had notes.
I've got notes. I have more notes at home. I'm taking it serious this year. I'm not going to get as drunk as I did last year, and I'm not going to make
Let's be honest.
He's tired of being the comrade.
Just in review, you panicked last year.
When I traded up for Aaron Rodgers.
Walk us through, by the way, that's a horrible trade. Just walk us through why you panicked last year. Because you were just sweating. And people say I was sweating. I wasn't sweating. I was the coolest guy in the room.
I'll tell you what it is.
I had the best draft.
I saw your back sweat.
You were sweating because you were outside, and you're a larger gentleman. But.
I'm average size.
Four.
But you're a weak liberal.
So is Jared from Subway.
But average size. Weak liberal. I met him. He's a very girthy character.
Last year, I am very much running back dependent, and the fact that I didn't get a running back really screwed me over, and I didn't like it.
You also drafted Tom Brady in the fourth round, Brett.
I also drafted Tom Brady, which was a terrible move. But because Aaron Rodgers got taken by Robbie's terrible move. Which is a bad season.
Well, actually, what really screwed up...
It was a rebuilding season.
What screwed up the entire draft was the clusterfuck trade of Robbie, not Robbie, but Luke and Reisner. They're a terrible trade.
Well,
I don't remember
that
one.
The whole draft, the trades of the draft were that's weird.
Whereas there have been rumors of some big trades going on this year.
More than rumors.
There's been a lot of talk.
Not that I heard.
I've been talking
very fabricated
colleagues in Boston, apart from other people.
This is an East Coast league.
Me and Johnny have actually just gotten, we talked on the thing together, and we're kind of just discussing some things. And then I've been golfing with Bobby a whole lot.
I think that's
suspicious.
And Scotty Kraft.
Is you're trying to collude with people.
I'm not colluding. I mean, I'm just developing relationships with these people. And
golfing with Bobby?
Yeah.
Golf.
Him and Bobby golf by themselves weekly.
Who's the best golfer of the two?
Last time at Sugarwood, it was definitely Bobby because I sucked ass.
Bobby can clobber a ball.
He can drive it like a...
Brett's usually pretty good with his wedge.
Yeah, we would be a good scramble team.
I don't know.
I
don't know if anybody in the league is good with irons.
This is what you do on a podcast. You do the intro, and then you kind of talk.
This
about
is what happens.
What's going on in life? Then you get into your details of what's going on.
This is what happens whenever you don't have notes.
Plus, we can always go and edit it. Like,
that's true. I mean, this always takes like
we can edit this shit. Like,
we don't want this to be
2 hours
long.
I mean, I think Anchored has a limit of 2 hours.
Okay.
So before we get into our stuff, Kara, do you have anything to say for you?
No, I'm good.
Good.
Speaking to the masses.
Yeah, speaking to the Rammer League. Do you have anything to say about...
You got any rules for the house when you're gone?
Yeah, don't fuck it up.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Pretty good.
What's your opinion on a potential women's Rambler League?
I have no interest in that.
Zero.
Why? It'd be fun just to have like a...
This is Robbie's thing.
Lady Rams.
Well, you can also have a thing too.
I have my things. This is Robbie's thing.
She has things.
I have things. I'm going to go do a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't think fantasy football appeals to...
There's quite a bit of females that do fantasy football.
You know, I do work with a few, actually.
I think Rebecca. Rebecca's a fantasy football player.
So there's a market for it, but it's not... It's
I don't appreciate that you
generalize
it with women.
That's just kind of...
What, so you think it should be a secondary league with both men and women?
You're trying... By making it a women's league... By making it a women's league, you make it secondary.
Yeah, why do you say that for?
Oh, so I'm supposed to make another league that's
equal to... You just make one integrated league, you know?
So you think by that... Okay, so you think by that logic, if we had a second league that's just separately women... It'd be lesser than the all men's league.
Well,
that's
you've very, already talked
that's
about
very sexist of you, Robbie.
You're the one that said it, mate.
Yeah, you did mention that.
Quit backpacking.
I just take off my glove.
If Rakira did join the league.
She would beat you. First off, there are procedures to get into the.
That's the issue.
The main league right now.
We don't have gender rules. We just have.
I am an advocate for women empowerment. I feel like having a separate women's fantasy league would be a very special thing.
Because it's separate. Separate but equal, huh?
Separated, Nate.
Yeah, separate but equal.
What a league!
We don't want to be separated.
They don't want to be in it.
You don't want to be segregated?
Wasn't separated.
I could see if we did have a female in the league, she would ask how to remove herself from the group chat within the first...
Oh, they would have their own separate group chat. We don't let them onto the pirate ship.
Why not? Quillen's a pirate.
It's not like anything bad happens. It'll just be
talking about that picture of Quillen.
Oh, yeah. So, there was a pirate? Quillen's a pirate now? He's a buccaneer?
Some people have said he has on eyeliner. I want to know what's going on. It's got to be either a good party or a new band.
By the way, I have a joke for you.
Okay.
How much does a pirate pay for corn?
I don't know.
A buccaneer.
Oh, okay. I've got a joke for you.
Right, go for it.
I was cutting grass the other day. See ya.
Love you.
I was cutting grass the other day, and this gentleman I've known since I was a wee lad, gone to my church the whole life. We go to his house to get paid for some yards, and he comes up to the truck. Me and my dad are sitting in it. And he said, "Do you hear about that nun that got kicked out of the seminary down in Florida?" We said, "No." He said, "Yeah." He said, "They caught her doing push-ups in the cucumber patch."
I think it's squats, isn't it?
I don't know. He said push-ups. Either way, I knew what he was trying to say.
I've heard that one.
Bert, you got
a joke?
Yeah, you got a joke?
I've got a joke.
Before we go to break here.
I saw one.
Nate.
You know what the cheapest part of a deer to buy is? Deer balls.
Yeah. Because
they're under a buck.
On that note, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Terrible.
We'll probably talk about some fantasy shit. Stay tuned. And we're back. So, Brett, pull up the notes. What are we going to talk about? I know I'm...
pages and pages. I think the first thing on the agenda is potential keepers.
Since I'm the only one who's announced officially, which, by the way, I can still change that.
No, you can't.
It's never been a rule.
Once you officially announce,
no,
that's official.
It was never voted on.
It doesn't matter. You just said you officially announced.
Doesn't voted on. It's never been voted on.
Anyway, okay. Everybody knows your keeper. So let's talk about it.
I will win in the court of law. Well, I can actually pull up this
one. Let's go through the list.
I've got it pulled up right here.
Actually.
Tyler Farley is the first. He drafted first, so he's kind of coming up first on the list.
I'm going to show you behind the scenes. I'm pulling up Fancy Bros right now.
That's not behind the scenes. Everybody can fucking see Fancy Bros.
So this is who I have for who's Farley? Which
I could see Farley keeping Thielen.
Thielen's not eligible.
No, he's not eligible.
Was he kept already?
He was kept. Okay. I have him keeping DJ Moore in the 13th round and Baker Mayfield in the 15th round.
That's not bad.
Well,
I'll get into this later. But that's who I have him right now.
I don't think Baker was drafted in the 15th. I think he was on the sheet. It says 13th, but I thought I drafted him in the 14th. But either way.
Or he's
got
Evan Engram.
No, he's
that he had. I mean, he has it on his roster.
Well, it makes sense because the only thing he has is Evan Engram, maybe Cam, but I don't think he's going to take a fifth round Cam. He'll keep Baker Mayfield.
Baker, because he got him at the end of the draft.
Yes.
Or actually, I did.
Williams in the 11th round, but if you're at that point, just keep DJ Moore because DJ Moore's your number one guy.
That's what
I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not Mike Williams. I'm not big on him. He did have a pretty decent season last year, though.
Okay. Oh, that's a, you know.
Like I said, like when people say, like, oh, you don't know people's keepers, like, I know who people are going to keep.
You don't know.
Well, exactly. You can predict anybody.
There is there's 100% chance he keeps both those guys.
No, they're different. People have different
agendas. Well, if he does, then he's an idiot.
People have different agendas.
And he won the championship last
next
year.
Up.
Go figure.
Next up.
Luke Bonzo.
Now, he might have the worst keepers.
Who are you thinking?
I have him right now. He's already announced he's going to keep Darius Geis in the 15th round.
Possibly Andrew Luck.
No, Andrew Luck is with Johnny.
He's with Johnny.
Oh, fuck. But I also have him with Julian Edelman in the 6th round.
I don't know if anybody would keep Julian Edelman in the 6th.
Juice is a good keep.
Because I think his ADP right now is...
New Edelman's?
It's like mid-round. I think middle of the round ADP right now.
In 6th.
Edelman's 39 overall is what I have. I don't know what it says on your list.
He'd be
a 4th rounder then.
15.
Yeah, I mean, Gronk's not there anymore, so if Edelman's healthy, true. He's going to soak up a lot of targets. Like, they drafted N'Keal Harry in the first rounds this past year's draft, and it's very hard to rely on rookie wide receivers.
I don't know if that's good value. That's up to Luke. It's decent value, but it's not good.
It's decent value. In terms of keeper value, probably not, because, like, we all assume, like, the best keeper value is, like, the late round guys, but...
Exactly. Well, guys, you could pick up a waiver wire.
If you pick somebody in the 4th round...
And then they're a starter.
Well, a good starter.
I look at it like this. What is he going to end up at the end of the year? Is he going to outplay his value? And we'll get to mine when we get to mine, but...
I remember Did Luke keep Dez Bryant last year?
He might have.
I don't know if Dez Bryant would have been drafted
excited about
that
the league,
late.
Luke's out of pharmacy school now. He's told me he's going to get really into it this year.
Oh, Luke's a great owner anyway. Right. Yeah, he doesn't need any extra motivation, so I'd be nervous.
Hey, who's next?
Next up is Cody Reisner.
So with Reisner, I have him keeping Lamar Jackson and Kenny Galladay. I think Lamar Jackson in the 14th and Kenny Galladay in the 15th. Looking at his roster, he might be able to keep Chris Godwin. I think he was undrafted as well. He's going in the mid rounds. I just think he will want a quarterback because I think most good rosters have at least two good quarterbacks that they can kind of rotate in and out. If you don't end up getting a top flight quarterback like a Mahomes or Rodgers or Luck, you at least want another guy to kind of play matchups with.
In a 12-person league, you need to have a starter, and then you need to have another guy who you can count on a little bit with potential keeper value.
Like, if you have Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Like, Drew Brees is an elite guy, and he just plays really well indoors, but he's subpar on the road. So, if you have him, you want another guy that you can play when he plays on the road.
I agree with that, but I still have a hard time personally pulling Drew Brees out of my starting lineup to play, you know, I don't know, Andy Dalton or somebody like that.
Well, he was better on the road last year than he was in previous years. I still didn't take away the fact that you kind of need another guy you can sort of rely on and play on a week-to-week basis.
I think, you know, we're talking about quarterbacks. I'm going to get off topic a little bit. I think we're kind of seeing a changing of the old guard, so to speak. You know, Brady isn't what he used to be. Rodgers isn't what he used to be. Brees is still putting up numbers, but he's not what he used to be. And then we're starting to see guys, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, I think he's going to put up some numbers. I don't know if Lamar will or not. I don't think he can make it through a season. Deshaun Watson. We're kind of seeing a changing of the guard, so to speak, from the old 4,500-yard passing seasons, 35 touchdowns, to these younger guys who might not put up such gaudy numbers, but who are going to get you a little bit of rushing.
Different offense.
And I think that's...
Yeah, different offense. Russell Wilson's kind of leading the way.
And a side note to that, I think Kyler Murray is going to have good value this year. I think he's going to be drafted as a... I don't think he'll be an actual real-life good quarterback, but in terms of his rushing numbers, I think he'll be a guy. Just like Josh Allen was not a a good NFL quarterback last year, but he, I think he ended up finishing like the top 13.
It was shocking because the Bills are terrible, and his numbers weren't particularly great.
His passing numbers were awful, but his rushing yard, I think he set the rookie rushing record last year.
Which is shocking for a goofy-ass white guy. Where's he, Wyoming?
Yeah, which Jacksonville drafted the better Josh, the good Josh Allen.
Next.
Agreeable. Nate Kizer.
We know who his keepers are, and he can't change them. So,
well, I can't. Well, I can't change him.
Looking at the Google sheet right now, locked in.
So, well, he has what, Hunter Henry?
Just to be clear, if Kerryon Johnson were to get hurt during training camp, I can change
if
that.
If he gets
hurt. That would have to be pending.
You will let me change
pending
him.
Pending 2 out of 3 commissioners' approval.
You will let me change that.
I personally, my vote would be no, because you've always been so steadfast in setting your keepers. I don't know how Mr. Shear and
I like being transparent. I like getting all my information out
there. Well, transparent.
There's no confusion.
See, here's the thing. You hope that everybody else would like follow suit with that, so you could plan ahead.
Here's the thing.
And then nobody
here's
did.
The thing. There's no. Our commissioner right now, he's basically an empty suit.
Our commissioner's God.
He's got no pull. He's basically a figure. He's basically John Wooden in his last years.
No,
he's basically
John Wooden wants to be
like man. He's like an old coach that's no, I'll tell you what. Luke Bonzo is like Joe Paterno in his last few years.
No,
just kind of, he's just the figurehead. He doesn't like he's got his under cronies doing his dirty work.
Ivan McGlone. He's an Ivan McGlone type.
All right.
The Ivan McGlone type.
Now, do we think that Kerryon Johnson is a good keeper value?
Yeah, because he'll end up being a top RB1 this year. He's being drafted as the running back. Look at it like this. His draft value right now is an RB18. He's going to end up higher than an RB18.
Who, Kerryon?
Yeah.
Sure, but is that worth a... He's being drafted. What's his ADP on that sheet, Brett?
I haven't got 36.
He's running
at 36, so right at the end of the third round, beginning of the fourth, which means you're not getting much keeper value.
But you got to bump him up.
And based on our draft this year?
I'm thinking of our draft, yeah.
Yeah,
because like Robbie's keeping Connor, which is an amazing keep, and that kind of bumps him up a little bit. Is Chubb being kept?
I guarantee Chubb will be kept by somebody.
Chubb's being kept by Rath.
That bumps him up. So, I mean, he's going to be bumped up in our league, but overall, I don't know. We'll see.
And Hunter, and a very low-key keeper that I made last year was picking up Hunter Henry. I think
he's been supposed to replace Antonio Gates for about 3 years.
But here's
now.
The thing with having a good keeper tight end is almost as valuable as a good keeper running back, because usually you end up having to spend a mid round pick on a tight end, which there's only like a couple tight ends that make a difference. And I'm getting Hunter Henry in the 15th round.
Well, see, talking about that, I have OJ Howard, who is ranked according to Brett's data here, the fourth tight end. I'm not sure when I drafted him, but he's a potential guy I could keep.
You're gonna keep Connor and
we'll Ridley. Get to Robbie. Let's move on. Let's
I don't want to show my hand, person. Boys. I don't
let's
show
move on
my
to
hand.
The next person on the list.
Ryan Tolliver. Looking at
Ryan Tolliver.
He's the one I've actually had a hard time keying down who he might keep. Because Tolliver, he doesn't really. He all of his good keepers were last year, and looking at his roster, looking at the in the year roster this year, Jared Cook might be a possibility. Doug Baldwin retired. Phillip Rivers, maybe. If I had to guess from this list, maybe Phillip Rivers and Jared Cook, just because.
I know everybody knows this, but Phillip Rivers constantly puts up good numbers.
Yeah, he's one more valuable fantasy quarterback draft wise.
He's always like an 8th to 10th round guy. Maybe later.
I don't know. I don't think he has great keepers.
No, I think Tolliver. I think
last year was Tolliver's year.
Yeah, last year was Tolliver's year.
He blew it.
Yeah, he
I practically blew it. Gave it to him. And
Brett tried to.
I tried to help him out.
Well, I'm not. I don't know. If I had to guess, I'm going to say Jared Cook and Phillip Rivers. Maybe Kalen Ballage. He's the running back for the Miami Dolphins. Because Kenyon.
That's about time.
Looking around. No, I don't. I think those are really the only two. Those are really the only two I could see him keeping. Or, you know, he could always just not keep anyone. There's not anyone saying that he has to keep anyone.
I think some years, you know, people will keep one guy or no guys, but you'd have to be
You'd have to have no confidence in who you drafted. Yeah. All
right. Next is the wild card, I believe. This year's number one pick is Scotty Kraft.
How many Patriots players does he have?
I have him as keeping Tyler Boyd and Derrick Henry. Now, there was a news today of A.J. Green going down with an injury. They say it was a sprained ankle, so he'll probably be out for the rest of training camp. As you know, those injuries do linger. He is 31 years old. So you don't know, you know, like I said, those things are going to linger throughout the year.
A.J. Green is 31?
Yeah, he's 31.
Wow.
And he's due for a new contract. This is his last year. So there were rumors he might be on the trade market.
I think those are two keepers for Kraft.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see anybody else that really. Well,
side note, Scotty called here earlier. We faced down for this podcast, and he denied keeping those guys. But there's no.
I think.
Looking at his roster, there's only, no other guy that he can
unless
keep.
He doesn't want to keep somebody.
Yep.
What about Johnny Shear?
Well, he's keeping George Kittle and Andrew Luck, which he acquired in a trade that Luke. Honestly, Luke really had a bad year last year. I know we're supposed to talk about Johnny right now, but Luke had a terrible year trading wise last year.
He's not known as the cum rag of the league, though, or the bukkake of the league. So I think he held his own.
Not really. I mean, he might have made the worst trade in Reisner. League history, trading all those draft his number one pick, and trading it to he traded his number two pick.
We'll get to Luke. We've already talked about Luke.
Yeah, we already talked about Luke.
Oh, we did?
We already talked about his keepers.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And then he got Le'Veon Bell from me because I was trying to get rid of him.
Oh, yeah. Making yourself sound like the masterful owner that you
are. He got rid of him, and he basically got nothing out of him. And then he traded Andrew Luck. So it was basically just a bad year for Luke all around.
Well, Johnny Shear's got
a couple. Like I said, he's a Joe Paterno of the Ramber League.
He's got a couple of good keepers.
Just watch. Eventually, you're going to have either Johnny or Robbie be charged for a sexual crime.
For raping Luke?
Or raping, what was Paterno's crime?
He didn't commit a crime.
Luke knew.
Paterno was never indicted,
Luke,
I think.
Luke knew.
I don't know. Who's up next? Robbie Logan.
I will admit, he has some options.
A plethora.
But if I had to guess,
Connor.
It's going to be, Connor's one.
Connor's a for sure.
And I'm going to say he keeps Calvin Ridley. Now, he also could keep O.J. Howard, which I said he's a good keeper tight end.
I think he's undrafted, too.
No, I think somebody drafted
him. I'm sitting here looking through the sheet. I do not see his name anywhere on the sheet.
I think somebody.
He could keep looking Cup. At he could keep.
I drafted him 2 years.
You drafted him last year?
2 years ago.
Yeah. I don't think he was drafted last year. Sitting here looking at it.
By the way, that's our intern in the background. Pay no attention to him.
I've got some options. I don't even know where to begin.
Why don't you just announce right now? Just announce.
Well, yeah. Nate, you know, transparency.
You can tentatively announce.
I'm not going to though.
Yeah.
You can tentatively announce. You're gonna no. You can announce
planning,
James Conner.
I'm planning.
That.
I'm planning.
A lot of training camp left to be had.
I mean, you could keep Mitchell. No, that's not. You don't have Mitchell Trubisky. Oh, you could keep Cooper Kupp.
I could.
But he's coming off an ACL, so you don't really know where he's going to be at health wise.
He's already released, I think.
Robbie's got like three options, so
I've got three solid ones. I will give you this. My three, maybe four: Cooper Kupp, OJ Howard, James Conner, and Calvin Ridley. Those are my top four.
And James Conner is for sure going to be. If you don't keep James Conner,
he's not
a moron.
Yeah.
Wow, what if he tears his ACL next week?
Well,
That's why I don't like to lock myself in.
I bet
like
Luke, if that were half of James Conner, Luke would probably fall over himself to draft Benny Snell in the first round.
Nobody would draft Benny Snell in the first round.
If he was the number one guy?
No. In the first? A rookie running back?
I'm not saying I would.
We don't even know if Benny Snell's the two.
Yeah.
In Luke's current frame of mind, in terms of what he's doing with the league right now,
he looks pretty clean.
he might do something crazy in the draft this year.
I don't know. Next.
Rat. He has got
a lot of.
Here's the thing with Rat, he always has good options.
He always has good drafts. Always.
I don't know how, but has he made a playoff?
I think he'll keep Nick Chubb.
But has he made a playoff?
For sure.
I'm sure he has.
He's keeping Marlon Mack and Nick Chubb. I don't think there's any debate on that. He might be able to look at his roster.
I think there's probably a debate, but I'm not going to.
There's no debate. Who else could he keep?
We could keep one person, he's not the other.
Some other He'll options. Keep.
Hey, if I was him, I'd probably keep T.J. Yeldon because Fournette is fat net, subpar running back. It even says so. It even says fat net on the Google sheet.
I think with Leo, I think Leo's going to be fantasy steal this year.
His name's Leonard, but DiCaprio is an actor. So.
I'm ignoring that.
Mack's a good keep.
All right.
He's got a lot.
Back to
Bert Denton.
But just to be clear, Marlon Mack, Nick Chubb, that's who he's keeping.
Probably.
Brett, did you keep Deshaun Watson into last year?
Last year.
I was going to say, because that would be your guy.
Brett's options are not good.
Brett's options are pretty good. I've got three potentials.
Like who?
That I'm kind of debating between who I want to keep.
It's not like Tariq Cohen, Mark Ingram, maybe?
Deshaun Jackson?
Was Mark Ingram, Mark Ingram drafted at?
I don't know.
Actually, Ingram and Cullen were two that I acquired
last
year during my down year. And
I'm gonna guess you're gonna keep Mark Ingram, Tariq Cohen, or Mark Ingram, or Eric Ebron.
Yeah.
But he's a regression candidate.
I'm still throwing up between those three. All the mocks that I've done, which have been probably
limited.
20. Yeah.
I think I've done two.
I've done a few.
I've done them when Nate was here on the couch.
I've done a few.
I'm looking. Looks like keeper values. As far as, I mean, I'm not getting great. I'm not getting like a Connor or anything like that. But
well, few people are.
No,
but your keeper status is right around Luke's keepers. It's not an impressive roster coming in.
It's better than Luke's.
It is better than Luke's.
All right, moving on to Bobby.
Bobby, yeah.
Well, Chris Hogan could be a darling candidate.
Patrick Mahomes, maybe. Actually, no.
You can chime in.
Patrick Mahomes. Hey, intern, can you...
officially unofficial podcast.
Hey, the bathrooms are clogged in there. Can you get the plunger or the pooper chooper, get it out of there?
No,
thanks,
Nate.
Thanks, man.
We'll get your mom, too.
She owes some community service.
A little sassy there. Our intern's a little sassy there.
Why don't you do something about it there?
Matt, the deduct his pay.
Director of the officially unofficial podcast.
All right. Pay no attention to our intern.
Bobby, I think he's got some decent keepers, too. Did anybody keep Greg?
Oh, I have him as Sony Michel and Philip Lindsay.
What about Greg the Leg?
Yeah. Greg's there. No one's keeping a kicker.
No one's keeping a kicker.
Oh, he's the best freaking kicker.
No one's keeping a kicker.
Look at how many points he got.
No one's keeping a kicker.
There's no great keeper. He's the only great
No
keeper.
One's keeping
he's
a kicker.
He's not a
I mean, not keeper, but great.
No Brett, keeper. He drafted him in like the 10th round.
I don't know.
No one's keeping a kicker.
When do you think?
Honestly, if I had it on me, kickers would be out.
Yeah, they'd be out, but they're out. Not
that's
out.
That's why it's not up to you, though.
Out. Yeah, eventually. I'm the commissioner in waiting.
That's 100% not true. Actually, anyway, whatever. Quillen.
He's got decent ones. Quillen.
Defending 2 years ago, two-time champ, the best owner in the league. Probably hands down the best, this decade's best owner.
That's just simply not true.
Well,
that's simply probably, your
that's true. Easy lip tard.
Unfactual.
Easy lip tard.
Unfactual.
Well, you know, it's opinion, so it obviously isn't factual. I think he keeps Josh Allen.
No, he's already announced.
Who'd he announce? It's not on the Google sheet.
Robert Woods and somebody else.
That's simply not true.
Oh, and Austin Eckler. He's keeping Woods and Eckler.
It's not on the Google sheet. Simply not true.
He announced it in the group chat. I remember that. No. Even added to my mock draft.
We'll see.
Well, I mean, you can add anything you want into your mock draft.
But he's another guy. He doesn't really have that good of keepers, too. He kind of went all in on last year. He does have a high pick this year.
Where's he pick?
I think he picks third, maybe.
Okay.
Yep, third.
Let's move on third. To our next segment.
Well, before we do that, we're going to take a little break. And
yeah, I know.
We're going to come back and we'll... Darwin, what else? Where else?
Get easy, the cock
out of your mouth. Let's take a break.
Easy, tie. Mate, that's my penis.
And we'll be right back with the next segment of the Rainbow League podcast. All right, we're back for some hot takes. I know we did this with Quill in one episode, but we're doing it again. So, fellas, what are your hot takes?
I thought we already had a list we were going to talk about.
We do. Injuries.
Those are hot takes.
We can predict how long they're out. AJ Green.
Oh,
we'll go ahead
God.
And throw one out. AJ Green. I don't even know why he was carted off the field.
He had a sprained ankle.
Knee hamstring. He was carted. Sprained ankle. He'll be back by. He'll be back week one.
Sprains usually linger a little bit longer than breaks.
But they'll play with a sprain.
But they can. They can play. But will he play?
He can run a go route.
Let's see it. You know, our intern has some expertise in the medical field. Let's bring him on here real quick. Our intern, who will be unnameless on this show, he'll be just referred to as intern. Intern, how long do you think AJ Green will be out for a sprained ankle?
I'd say around 3 weeks.
Brett, that's you're not the intern. I would like to get the intern's opinion on this.
The intern is mum.
Mum?
Yeah, mum's the word.
He's mute.
He's retarded. I heard the intern got his tongue cut out.
He's Cyril in pain.
Yeah.
Oh well. I don't.
Game of Thrones home box office.
I don't think he'll be out that long, in my opinion.
Week one.
I don't think Henry will be out very long either.
Who's Henry?
Derrick Henry.
No, King or Henry?
No, he's back. Oh, you're talking about that nine? God, he's probably still exhausted from that 99-yard run.
Probably.
I mean, oh my God. The way he was pushing those Jaguars defenders off of him.
Wait, how'd you pronounce it? How'd
you say that?
Yeah, how'd you say that?
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
Oh, it's Jaguars. No.
Go back to this. It's one word. You were pronouncing that word as two, like Jaguars.
No, Jaguars.
Jaguars.
It's clearly got a U right in the middle.
Jaguars.
Anyway, whatever. The Jaguars defenders, I don't know, Jalen Hamsey, AJ Boy. I mean, he was just like he was one-arm bench pressing. I don't know how much those guys weigh.
It was a meaningless run and a meaningless game.
Well, who won that meaningless game? People remember.
Team was already checked out. Didn't mean anything. Both teams didn't make the playoffs.
It meant a lot because the Titans made a statement against what was supposed to be a great defense.
Well, they were already checked out.
And they just did not live.
I would say that run was legendary. And as in the words of Babe Ruth in The Sandlot, heroes get remembered. But legends never die.
Also, Babe Ruth would be a sub 230 hitter in today's game.
Well, I don't know how you could prove that, but either way, it's going to do with Derrick Henry's run.
Legitimate things like holdouts.
Melvin Gordon's going to drop like a sinking stone.
I'm telling you, the people who pick in the middle of the rounds, like fifth through seventh,
they could have people fall.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, Gordon was, before all this happened, was supposed to go in the middle of the first round.
I'd say he still will go in the first, but towards the tail end.
I was listening to some fantasy shows.
Of course you were.
On podcasts.
Was it during work or?
It was today.
Like football fantasy or like Marvel sex fantasy type stuff?
It's fantasy football.
Okay.
Was it anime?
It was
anime porn?
The fantasy football podcast.
It was an Ant-Man cosplay porn.
What do you got against Marvel? Marvel is a very well-written cinematic universe.
Well, not Black Panther, not
Black
Captain
Panther's
Marvel.
A great movie.
Black Panther is horrible. I think we talk about this every podcast. It's so bad.
No, it's one of the best Marvel movies ever.
So bad.
It's not one of those. Dark Knight.
It's Thor 2.0.
No, it's not. It's Dark Knight 1, Black Panther 2.
It's Black Thor.
No, it's not. That's all it is.
Nora Carey, you can speak up.
She
voiced her opinion.
Whatever.
Black Thor.
Whatever. More.
Brett's trying to push the subject. He's the producer here.
Gordon is.
He's going to sink like a stone in Grayson Lake.
And Zeke has me worried because I draft fourth.
Zeke's not falling in.
We'll see. I don't know who's going to draft.
People, experts around the industry think that Gordon could go to the fourth round now.
Gordon will not go to the fourth. I will pick him in the second.
But what if he doesn't play the entire year?
Then I wasted a pick. But if he does, then it's a hell of a steal in the end of the second round because I pick 23.
Honestly, and this is me, I'm not bullshitting on this. Robbie, you're kind of like Farley from last year.
I'm loaded, I know.
You
get a championship.
Not as loaded.
Nobody's loaded.
You have a low-end RB1 coming into the season. You're going to get an high-end RB1 with your first pick.
Maybe.
You're going to get a fringe RB1, wide receiver one.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you keep Calvin Ridley, he's going to be a wide receiver too, probably.
A solid wide receiver too, but agreed.
And then, I'm playing on this habit, and this is kind of my hot take when it comes to the draft. Okay. Patrick Mahomes will be on your roster this year, because I think you take him in the third round. Second pick of the third round.
That's awful high to draft a quarterback.
It is, but he could because he has these other keepers.
Yeah, because his roster is almost done, so why not get the best fantasy quarterback?
If it happens, it happens. Yeah,
I don't know what I would do if you won the championship. I think it would be worse than Farley winning.
I tell you right now, that fucking trophy is getting... I'm going to build a shelf somewhere in here.
No, you're not.
I might There'll build
be a shelf.
Shelf
in the garage.
What do you mean? It will be shown.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You got the nest over there. You can put it in the nest.
I'll put it above the nest.
You put it in the nest.
Welcome to the champions. The champions den. Yeah.
Then like you put it up and then Rekara knocks it down the next day. Like,
oops.
We alternate how we decorate. She gets a year, I get a year.
She's sweeping.
Like the Christmas story lamp thing.
Like, oops, I knocked it over. Actually, if she broke it, Robbie, I think you'd be out of the league for a year.
Well, that's... We are really getting out of hand here. I mean,
what's some other things?
I got to win, and then the trophy has to break before we
break out players.
Quarterbacks. Who you got, Coach Denton?
I really don't have anything that's like surprising. I think Watson's going to have another good season.
That's not a breakout. He's a top three quarterback, Brett.
But he's still like one of those.
Deshaun Watson is not a top three quarterback, Nate. Slow the roll.
I really think quarterbacks this year...
Josh Allen will put up some big numbers.
I think Kyler's a possible breakout because of rushing numbers and that offense. We've never seen an offense like Cliff Kingsbury's going to try and implement in Arizona.
It's the spread, Nate.
I read... There was a tweet that came across somebody reporting from a Cardinals practice. Their first play.
Oh, it was a tweet. It must be law.
Their first play in 11-on-11 was four wide receivers.
That's Nate. That's
10 personnel.
Nate, that's 2x2.
10 personnel.
A lot of teams run ace, Nate. My middle school team runs ace. Probably
not
75%
a lot of NFL
of the
teams
time.
Run. I think.
Round shattering.
NFL and offense has run 10 personnel 10% of the time.
All right, what about some of these other rookie
Nate,
quarterbacks?
Nobody calls it 10 personnel except for people that don't know football.
Stat guys like me.
Yeah. What
NFL
about some
Twitter
of these,
does.
What about some of the other rookie quarterbacks? What about like Haskins?
No. Washington is an absolute train wreck. Everything
year,
I've seen on them.
They're a year away from being a year away.
They're a mess. They're a year away from being a year away.
What about some other people?
I think Josh Allen's the big name this year. Or Trubisky.
You want mine? Well, sure. Kyler's one.
You already gave it, yeah.
Nick Foles.
Nate, he's a backup quarterback.
Super Bowl champion.
You know who else is a Super Bowl champion?
Super Bowl champion.
You know who else is a Super Bowl MVP? What's the guy from Marshall? Troy Brown.
Yeah, he was a good player for the Patriots.
Was he?
That Jacksonville offense is going to be better than you think. I think D.D. Westbrook is going to be a breakout wide receiver in his
who
third
else?
Year.
Who? P.P. Westbrook?
Who else? Who else do they have?
Yeah,
Chris
Westbrook.
Conley, Marquise Lee, D.J. Chark.
Don't even know.
Speedster wide receiver. But D.D. Westbrook is a guy. He's going to be drafted in probably around the 8th or 9th round. He's going to have a really good value. He's going to be great PPR value.
Yeah, we'll see. What about running backs?
I mean, Kerryon's my breakout. I think he's an RB1. RB1, especially with Theo Riddick getting cut today.
Well, Nate, where's he ranked there on your sheet?
Who?
What's his name? Kerryon? Can't get it on Johnson.
Let me flip through some pages here.
You gotta go way down the list. He's below Derrick Henry, it looks like.
36. RB18. So
a mid-range two. That's a mid-range one.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's sure.
Going through some running backs right now. Damien Williams.
Who?
For the... We're trying to run a fantasy podcast. Robbie, you don't know who Damien Williams is.
Josh Jacobs.
I know people that are going to matter.
Josh Jacobs.
Who's that?
Raiders.
Nope.
All right, Brett, you're not a Raiders fan.
Are we talking about running backs now?
Wait, did you see that clip of Gruden for Hard Knocks?
It was great.
I'm pumped for Hard Knocks.
I cannot wait for that.
We should watch Hard Knocks here.
He was like, man, we're going to be nightmares, man.
Have you ever seen the Frank Caliendo impressions?
Yeah.
Spot on. Anyway, all right, moving on.
Put that beer away from me.
I'll spill it. This old iPad, it's financed, so I'm sure somebody will pay for it.
iPad Pro. Kerryon's a breakout. What about David Montgomery?
Nope.
For the Chicago Bears. They drafted him in the 3rd round. They're in win-now mode. They got rid of Jordan Howard. Tariq Cohen's on a three-down back.
Tariq Cohen's explosive.
We'll go to... Actually, our intern's a very good college football expert. Intern, what do you think about David Montgomery? Intern?
No comment. No comment. His tongue's cut out.
Enter me. He had some groceries.
He's a retard.
he is a retard. The hair, that red hair of his.
You want to hear my breakout running back?
I see red.
For real? I think breakout running back this year be Mark Ingram.
Brett, he's already fucking broken out.
He was
a first round draft pick one year.
You know, I think Todd Gurley's gonna be pretty good.
I think Todd Gurley for a while, but I mean, last year he wasn't as relevant. Like,
I don't know.
He was right behind Kamara. He was Kamara's second guy.
I'll give you one.
This year he's going to the Ravens. He's gonna be like their only dude. That's his chance to be the dude again.
I'll give you a legit one. Well, two, actually. Miles Sanders from Penn State. He was drafted by the Eagles in the third round this year.
No, you're talking about Saquon Barkley. That was last year.
And Ronald Jones, second-year running back for Tampa Bay, was drafted out of USC in the second round.
You know who's going to be
He only had 30 touches last year.
Nate, you know who's going to be a big Buccaneers guy this year? Our own Josh Quillen.
Yeah, and he was dressed up like a pirate.
he's buying in early.
He is very versatile. Very versatile guy. One minute he's a country music superstar, and next minute he's a pirate.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Yeah, happy birthday, Josh.
All right, moving on to, have we talked about receivers?
Yeah, we haven't talked about receivers. He's a swashbuckler now.
What was Brett's joke? Or no, what was Nate's joke? The pirate thing?
Oh, how much does a pirate pay for an ear of corn?
I forgot already.
A buccaneer.
Oh, hey, well, she remembers.
Did you like that intern? Oh, you loved it.
You're chuckling.
You loved it. Hey, can you move my car, intern? It's at back. She pulled her out front. Thanks.
Let him get the ticket.
So anyway, breakout wide receivers. I think D.D. Westbrook's going to be a breakout wide receiver for Jacksonville this year.
No, P.P. Westbrook
is getting drafted. For where he's getting drafted this year.
You can't say he's a breakout
player. He's not getting drafted. He's a free agent.
No, he's getting drafted. I'm going to draft him.
Well, thanks for giving us your plan.
He's the best player. He's at best.
Terrible offense.
P.P. Westbrook.
He's at best right now.
You just let me see my secret notes.
Brett, that's the fucking
change of my plan. I have things written on here.
It's ruined.
No.
Intern, bad intern.
P.P. Westbrook is getting drafted one ahead of Royce Freeman.
According to Fantasy
Pros. N'Keal Harry.
According to Fantasy Pros, right now.
I'm out of here.
In mock drafts.
See you, Bert.
See you, Brett. At best right now, he is getting drafted as the 24th. Fourth wide receiver off the board.
He is wide receiver 41, according to Brett. You want your 80? You want this?
No, you guys keep
it. All right, thanks.
Wait, was that his notes?
No, it's literally just a draft order.
Oh, okay. But no, I think D.D. Westbrook's a breakout.
Nate, let's move on. Spent too much time on this. Already ran off Brett. Phoenix. You guys didn't even get to debate.
He's going
to
be in dead last this year.
He's come right in the league.
Come right in the league. Anything else we need to talk about? Anything?
I don't.
Anything pertinent?
Let me check his notes. Draft. God damn it, Brett! I can't read his writing. Draft expectations. No, we're good.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good. I can't read it.
You want to do some F Mary kills?
No. All right, Kendall. Kendall's mom. Kendall's dad. FMK.
Well, this has been the Rumble League podcast.
No, answer that.
What?
FMK, fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Kendall, his mom, his dad.
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Ooh.
I'm not asking the intern.
What's his mom's name?
Mary. Mary.
That's a very unattractive name.
Tell that to Jesus.
That's my middle name.
Tell that to Jesus.
Your middle name's not Mary.
No, it's not.
Karen.
You want to know what it is?
Yes.
Don't.
What is it?
It's ethnic.
Oh.
No, it's not. Fuck Ooh. You.
Then tell them what it is.
What is
no,
it?
No, I'm not going to say it on the podcast. No.
All right.
I want the nine people.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
All right. You've been listening to the intern. Shut up, intern. This is been an edition of the Rambler League podcast from Nate Kaza, Robbie Logan, Rikera, our intern. We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Oh, see you.